Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, all of my brothers and my sisters in the Lord, and all of my brothers and sisters spiritually and naturally. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank Him for the holiday season. I thank Him for Blog Talk Radio. I thank Him for Smile3E. I thank Him for Let's Talk, Him giving us the ability to do iron sharpening iron. And for those who are joint heirs with us to the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, and also the wonderful, wonderful people that support us in our ministries, not only in prayer, but also in actual being a part of the programs. So we're going to check in today and see if Minister Sheila is on the line and if she'll be joining us in prayer, or if she's at work and we have to just go ahead and begin prayer without her. So, Minister Sheila, are you available this morning for prayer?
Oh, yes, I am. Good morning, Prophetess Alexis Cecilia Kaiser. And good morning to everyone that is listening and that is on the line in the program, however you may be. I just want to thank everyone and open up by saying, Lord Jesus, God, our Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for another day that you have blessed us to have, to be in, to be able to worship you that was not promised to us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for being blessed to know you are real, to know you have blessings beyond recognition, beyond the belief that could happen. And again, I just want to say thank you for bringing me in on the program to be able to say words of prayer to thank the Lord. Our Father, we come to you today. We thank you for the day of blessed of beauty and life to live in love and to cherish your blessings. We thank you for covering us, bringing us through the night, covering us with the safety and the love of your blessings of life to live, to worship and praise you another day. Lord, we ask you to bless this world, bless our family, bless my sisters, my children, my grandchildren, people I know, don't know, family which is beyond you, into the spiritual feeling of life. Thank you, Lord, for without you, I would not be. And I thank you for my parents, my mom, my grandparents, aunts, uncles that taught us that you are real. You are the only one to worship. You're the only one to praise. You're the only one just in this world that can make us real and make us understand life. God, I thank you, and I thank you because I know you are the one for me. I praise your name. I thank you for blessing all the people. I ask you to cover the young men and women and the elderly men and women of this world that does not know that you exist, to bless us with all that it is and to teach us more and more of you and your word and your blessings of life, to praise your name. When you wake up, don't forget to thank him. Thank God for another day. Thank him for being able to see, feel, walk. Just to thank him, because without him saying another day, it would not be. Lord, look over all the people, the government, the ones that don't know of you, that needs to know, to be blessed with someone that can teach them and your kindness and the love like no other. And I thank you, God, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you to bless Prophetess Sandra Thomas, Pastor Troy, Prophetess Antoine, Minister Brandon, Minister Cecilia Kaiser. Thank you, Lord, with the love of your life. Bless us and cover us in the blood of Jesus. I thank you, and I thank you, and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for all that you are and all that you will ever be. You're omnipresent. You're omnipotent. You're all-knowing. You're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. You are God, the one and only true and living God. God, we thank you for this season of Thanksgiving, and we thank you for this season of blessing one another and being kind to one another. God, help us to move from a season and into a lifestyle of entering into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, a lifestyle of being a blessing ahead and not the tail, above and not beneath. Lifestyle, God, of waking up early and giving you our whole heart, our mind, our soul, our total being. Help us, God, to lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him, and to do it daily, continually, as we pray without ceasing, God. Help us to, as Minister Sheila has already prayed for so many, God, that we would pray for one another, that we would encourage one another, that we would be a blessing to one another, that just like Jesus, God, that we would not only lay down our lives for one another, God, but we would be kind and gracious to one another. God, that we will remember that your mercies are new every morning. God, that we will remember that you are the great God, for in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God, teach us how to prepare for the soon coming return of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. God, we prepare to go to work. We prepare to go to school. We prepare for the taking tests. We prepare meals. We prepare by getting up early and brushing our teeth and washing our face. God, we prepare for so many things in life. But God, many of us don't prepare for you. We don't prepare for your service, God. Many of us are messy and do things all that are not pleasing in your sight right before we come before you, right after we come before you, God. Teach us how the time with you is sacred, the time with you is holy. And it's not just on Sunday, it's not just on Monday, it's not just on Friday night, but it's every millisecond and even more than that of our lives. Teach us, God, how to prepare our hearts to worship you, for they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Teach us, God, how to examine our own heart, and how to come before you saying, I believe, but help thy my unbelief. Teach us, God, to know that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall be established in that for which you've sent it. Teach us how to stand on your word, to preach your word, to teach your word, to pray your word, to sing your word, to know your word, to meditate on your word day and night. Teach us that Jesus is your word. Teach us how to love, God. Your God, your kind of love. You are our God, so we need to love like you love. You have unconditional love. Teach us how to prepare for worship. And if we have any ought in our hearts against anyone, or if they have ought against us, God, that we would go and get it right, God. And if we went to our brother and our sister and they were not receptive to us, God, teach us how to not just dust the dust off of our feet, God, but how to continually pray for them, to pray that you will bless them, to pray that you will teach them how to be walking, living epistles of love, of blessings, of thanksgiving. Teach us, God, how to prepare to teach. Prepare to preach, and that it's more, God, than just studying your word. It's more, God, than just asking you for your anointing to fall on us, to rest on us, to rest up in us. But God, it's preparation in our lifestyles, preparation in our conversation, preparation in what we allow to come in our ear gates and our eye gates and every part of our body. God, teach us that we're walking and living holy epistles of God, and that we are read of men. And that when they read us, God, that many times they will blame or try to blame you, God, for the things that we do that aren't pleasing in your sight, Father God. Teach us how it's not important to be a man pleaser, but how important it is to be a God pleaser. Teach us, God, how to know that goodness and mercy is following us and going to overtake us. Teach us, God, to know that you're a covenant keeper and a covenant maker. Teach us how to pray for one another, to pray and to pull down strongholds and to come against every diabolical plan and every evil, everything that would try to not only destroy the testimonies of your people, but would try to kill, steal, and destroy your people. Teach us, God, how to seek you diligently until we find you. God, teach us how sometimes when we're in prayer, we may not hear an audible voice, but God, how you can speak to us through our hearts. Excuse me. And in our hearts. Teach us, God, how you can speak to us through people. You can speak to us in prayer. You can speak to us in song. You can speak to us in worship. God, you can speak to us through the stars. You can speak to us in the trees when the wind comes by and it blows on our face or through our hair to remind us about how you can touch us and how you can see us. So we thank you for the winds. We thank you for the replenishing of the rains. We thank you for the seasons that you've given us and the weather. We thank you for the favor that you've given us in our day-to-day living, favor on our jobs, favor in the classroom, favor in our families. Teach us, God, how to love our families, how to pray with our families, and to pray for our families. And when we see the diabolical evil of diabetes, of cancer, of asthma, of bronchitis, of mental challenges, emotional challenges, musculoskeletal issues, central nervous system issues, reproductive issues, integumentary issues. Every organ, every blood vessel, every bronchial, every cell, blood cell, whether it's red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets, whatever it is, from our heads to our toes or the inside out, God, that it will be whole and that we'll be blessed. God, bless with your wholeness in our bodies. Bless with your wholeness on our jobs. Bless with your wholeness in our love. Bless with your wholeness in our ability to forgive and to receive forgiveness. Blessed in our ministries, God. Blessed in our families, God. Make us whole in every area of our lives. Leave nothing lacking. Leave nothing that anything or anyone could use as a portal or a pathway to cause us to lose our focus. Help us to stay focused on you, God. Your kingdom agenda. Everything that you've given us, God, remind us that there's no limit in you, God. Thank you for your mantle of hope, your mantle of grace, your mantle of thanksgiving, your mantle of your Holy Spirit that rests and resides and dwells on the inside of us. Thank you for your mantle. Thank you for being a fresh oil and that you smear us with your fresh oil, with your anointing. Thank you for your all-consuming fire that's refining us. Even like that diamond that first started off as gold, as coal, and that gold that started off as impure, but now is precious. God, we thank you for being that peculiar priesthood, for being that rare and unique and priceless diamond, that jewel that you've made us. Thank you, God, for obliterating and annihilating any insecurities or anxieties that will come our way, that will cause us to doubt that we are one of your jewels, that we are one of your people, that we walk in your favor. But God, remind us how we continually and can eternally walk in your favor by seeking you, God, by searching you out, by surrendering us and lifting up our holy hands and bowing down before you and surrendering all to you. God, we submit to your voice. We submit to your directions and your instructions. We submit to your love, your loving kindness, God. We submit to any and everything you tell us to do, to say, where you tell us to go. We submit to you, God. Wholeheartedly, we submit to you, God. We would rather obey you, God, than man any day. Thank you, God, for teaching us your word that reminds us about the disobedience is for that of the sinners, but not of those that obey you, not the righteous. Not those that declare and are willing to give you our whole heart and to walk in your purpose. For we walk in a life that declares not our will, but your will be done. Be it unto us according to your will and your word, God. Have your way in our lives. Teach us, God, that if any man lack wisdom, that God, that you will give it, and you will give it liberally, unbraided. So thank you for your wisdom, for we ask for your wisdom. We thank you for teaching us the importance of making sure that our hearts are open, open to you, God. Thank you, God, for giving us the keys to bind and to loose. Thank you, God, for teaching us, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Teach us to live a life that honors you, that hallows you, that reveres you, that adores you, that cherishes you, that worships you with our whole heart. Teach us that you are our Father, our Daddy God, our Abba. You are our Daddy. You are our Father. You are with us. You're not an absentee Father, so we thank you for you being present. We thank you for being our Redeemer, for let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We thank you for your faithfulness and your excellence. We thank you for the new wine that you give us every day. We thank you for giving us a heart to be soul winners. And we begin it with us, God, for we give you our soul, our spirit, our everything. We submit it unto you, God. We declare and decree that Jesus is Lord. We let our lives declare and decree that you are Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your will. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We know that the songwriter said, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us. We know the songwriter said that we're to listen, that we're to share. And listen. Teach us, God, how to listen and to obey you. Teach us how you're not a God of form or fashion, but you're a true and living God. You're the Rose of Sharon. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're the healer of the nations. You're the healer of those things that are known and unknown, those hidden infirmities, those hidden sicknesses, those unknown sicknesses and diseases, God. We thank you that you're a healer and that you are whole. You are in control. God, we pray for every ministry. We pray for every church. We pray for every leader. We pray for every congressional member. We pray for every usher. God, we pray that everyone would really, really understand that there is nowhere that they can go and hide from you, not from your spirit, God, For if we try to go out of your presence, we can't, because you're omnipresent. If people try to go under the sea, if they try to go to hell, if they try to go to a place of darkness, if they try to go to a cave, if they try to go into a dungeon, if they try to go in underground somewhere, if they try to hide somewhere high in the sky, God, they cannot hide from you, God, because you're everywhere. We thank you for teaching us the importance of knowing Jesus, knowing him as King of Kings, knowing him as Lord of Lords. God, we thank you for teaching us how to glorify you and magnify you in every area of our lives. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to share you and introduce the gospel of Jesus Christ to this sick and dying nation. We thank you for making us aware of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, God. Teach us to cover the doors and the gates and the entrances and every open area or voided area in our lives. Fill it with your word. Fill it with your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for the wisdom, words of knowledge, words of prophecy, healing, interpretation of tongues and languages. Thank you for the working of miracles, discerning spirits. Thank you for diverse kinds of tongues and languages. Thank you for the ability to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, we thank you for the miraculous that you've already done in Apostle Sandra Thomas. God, we ask you to eradicate and obliterate every diabolical scheme that's been sent to attack her, God. Encourage her heart. Dry her tears, for we know that you have taken every tear that she's ever cried and put it in a bottle, and God, that you understand those tears and that you're going to bless her beyond anything that she could ever fathom or think or conceive in her heart. Take away the pain. Take away the discomfort. God, we ask you to take away the swelling. Increase her appetite, God. Increase her strength and her peace that surpasses all understanding. And her joy unspeakable, God. God, we ask you for increase in every area of her life. Increase of blessings, increase of purpose. Increase of preaching, increase of teaching, increase of praying, increase in finances, nothing lacking, nothing changed. We thank you. We thank you for Minister Sheila, God, how you blessed her in the city and blessed her in the field. You're making her the head and not the tail, and how you're drawing her nigher to you, God, to be your spokeswoman, to be that person that lives everything that your word teaches about being walking epistles of our one and only true and living God, a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one that prays, one that teaches, one that lives a life that says not only must we pray, but we must pray your word, we must stand on your word, we must live your word. We thank you that you're blessing her and even thoughts and ideas of creativity that will not only bring wealth in the natural, God, that will be bring wealth in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Minister Sylvia, God, that you will draw her nigher to you, God, that she would only do and say the things that you want her to do and that she would live a life that says Jesus is Lord. Block every diabolical plan of the enemy that would try to cause her to lose her focus or that would try to come against her and the testimony that you've given her that Jesus not only saves, but Jesus blesses and he makes you whole. In the name of Jesus, bless her son, Stanley. Bless Sheila's son, Juan. Bless my son, Minister Kaiser, that they will be men of God, that they will walk out of life and of being men of God, great men of God, prophets, preachers, and teachers. God, that they would lay prostrate before you, saying, God, what must I do, not only to be saved and to stay saved, God, but what must I do to lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him? Teach us, God, how to be parents. Teach us how to be grandparents. Teach us how to be aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and cousins. Teach us how to be those that not only love you, God, but want people to know the love of God. Teach us how you can bring living water into dry places in our lives. So we thank you for the living water. We thank you, God, for the sanctity and the covenant of marriage. We ask you, God, to minister to the married, the husband and both the wives. Cause them, God, to be reunited and to come together, God, as one flesh. God, that they will come together with the three-strand cord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the husband and the wife. Teach us, God, in America and all over the world, about when you created man and woman. You didn't create two women. You didn't create two men. But you created man and woman. Teach us about the sanctity and the sacredness and the righteousness and the holiness of holy matrimony. God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every infidel, every act of infidelity. God, cause us to honor one another's marriages. Honor one another's relationships. Help us, God, to honor one another, to respect one another, to esteem one another more. God, discrimination and prejudice is not only raising its head, but it's becoming flagrant in what it's doing. It's no longer trying to be hidden. God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against discrimination and prejudice. God, we pray that we would not be seen as a nation of hypocrites, and we would not be seen as a nation of insanity and that is cursed and that is unblessed. But God, we will be seen as a nation of God, the one and only true and living God. For God, is not enough to have it on our currency that we trust you, but God, cause nations to see that we trust you, that we love you, that we honor you, that we adore you, God. Many are mocking religion. They're mocking Christianity. They're mocking the love of God. Teach us how to not be a mockery, someone that you would be ashamed of, God, but teach us that as we walk out your word of love and we walk out your word of forgiveness and we ask you for wisdom and that we present our bodies as a living and holy vessel before you, God, as we prepare for Jesus, as we prepare for ministry, as we prepare for prayer, as we prepare for that which you are calling us to do in our day-to-day lives, as we prepare to be examples to our children and our grandchildren and our nieces and our great-nieces and our aunts and our uncles and our sisters and our brothers and our neighbors and our colleagues, our enemies and the foes, that we will prepare. God, they prepared Esther for the king. Prepare us for the king. Even come so quickly, Lord Jesus, help us to be prepared. Esther had to eat a certain way. She had to be prepared a certain way. She had to bathe in certain fragrances. Help us to bathe in the fragrance of prayer, to bathe in the fragrance of love, to bathe in the fragrance of forgiveness, to bathe in the fragrance of wisdom, to bathe in the fragrance of holiness and righteousness, to bathe in the fragrance of those that are in control, because we allow you to control every element of our lives. Help us to bathe in wealth and riches, so much so that everything that we get, God, not only are we going to be blessed, but we are a blessing to others, both spiritually and naturally. Bathe us in wholeness and healing. Bathe us in your spirit, your endowment of your Holy Spirit. Bathe us in the resurrection of our minds and our thinking and honor. Bathe us in the living water. Bathe us so much so, God, that every dead thing, every diabolical, evil thing, that when it would come our way, God, that the fragrance of life, of living water, the very fragrance, the smell, the sight, even the hearing, God, give us a fragrance that hears. Give us a fragrance that sees and speaks. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is Lord of Lords, that by his stripes we're already healed, we're already whole. Prepare us, God, to be Esthers in the supernatural, God. Many people are getting prepared to be a husband or a wife, but God, prepare us as a church to be presented and ready when Jesus comes. We ask you, God, to teach us how to be prepared. Teach us the fragrances that we need before you, the fragrances of prayer. Teach us the perfumes that we need, the myrrh, the frankincense. Teach us how to mix the ingredients so that we can be prepared before you, so that we can be bathed in your anointing, so that we can be bathed in the right prayer and how to pray, so that we can be bathed in how to teach and to preach your word. God, bathe us in your anointing. Bathe us in your fragrance of holiness and righteousness. Bathe us in the power and the authority to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Bathe us in your word, that when we speak your word, we know that it does not return unto us void, but it will accomplish that for which you sent it when we spoke it according to your instruction. Bathe us in the anointing of prayer. Prayer that causes things to happen according to your will and your word. Bathe us, God, from our head to our toe, from the inside out, in your purpose and your destiny for us. Bathe us in knowing that you're Lord and that you're the rock, and that you gave us hands to war and fingers to fight. Bathe us in your love and knowing that you are our fortress and our high tower, and that you are our strong deliverer. Bathe us in trusting you and knowing that you are our refuge and our fortress. Bathe us in the whole armor of God, that we can walk and talk and live with the loins of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, and that our feet are shrouded with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we have the shield of faith, that we have the helmet of salvation, that we have the sword of the Spirit, that we have prayer and supplication in every area of our lives. God, as you're submerging us and as you're bathing us in your fragrance, in your wisdom, in your yoke-destroying anointing, as we're being prepared for the soon return of the King, thank you for the rapture, that we will be with you, God, and not left behind. Thank you, God, that we will fulfill every purpose and destiny that you've placed on our lives. Thank thank you, God, for even drawing us to pray. For you said that even Jesus, when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked them to pray with him for an hour. Help us not to falter. Help us not to faint. But, God, that we will pray and that we will pray without ceasing. God, we count it an honor that you give us this Sunday to pray. We count it an honor, God, that you gave us this Sunday to remind us that this is the preparation season and the preparation days, moments and seconds and milliseconds and weeks and months and years that you're giving us to be prepared for the King. Thank you for the preparation. Thank you for the anointing of knowing that Esther was prepared for you. Thank you for Jesus sending the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Thank you for smearing us with the blood of Jesus from our heads to our toe, from the inside out. That when you see us, God, you don't see us in our frailty and our fragileness, God, and our feebleness as human beings, God, but you see us in the blood and through the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of the pure and righteous blood of Jesus. We thank you that he bore the cross for us so that we all could have a chance to be restored and reconciled and redeemed back unto you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing in this season. For this season is more than about the winter, the summer, the spring, or the fall. But it's a season of daily preparation for you. It's a season of daily coming and bowing down before you and giving you our all. It's a season of daily coming before you, God, asking you to give us the strength and the prayers and the words that we can teach and preach and pray that will cause every diabolical plan, every threat, every evil tactic of our adversary to be annihilated, to be obliterated, to be eternally destroyed. For exposing every plan, every trap of the enemy, every tactic of the enemy, for exposing it and eradicating it in the name of Jesus. Whether it came in the form of diabetes, whether it came in the form of cancer, whether it came in the form of depression, whether it came in the form of suicidal tendencies, God, or whether it came in the form of discouragement, however it came, God, we thank you that you revealed it, that deceptive tactic of the devil, that calculated scheme, that God, you've eradicated it. For this enemy we see today, we will see no more. For every spy, every imp, every fiery dart that you've already exposed, everything that had gained any type of momentum or footway with us, God, those dangers seen and unseen, God, that they've been obliterated and destroyed. We thank you for your warring angels, God. We thank you for the archangels that you've encamped all around us, God. We thank you for the power and the authority that you've given us in and through your word. We thank you, God, that the enemy has ambushed themselves according to your word in 2 Chronicles 20. God, we thank you that the mayhem and the confusion that you sent to the enemy's camp was so that this enemy we saw we would not see again. The enemy that will cause us not to trust you. The enemy that will cause us to forget who we are. God, we must know who we are. We must know whose we are. God, we must know that when we come before the people of God, the sinners, the saints, when we come before the people, that we come before them with greatness, the greatness of God, the holiness of God. The power and the authority in the name of Jesus. We call on the name of Jesus that's greater than cancer, that's greater than diabetes, that's greater than every sickness, every infirmity, every disease. God, in the name of Jesus, every stronghold, every soul tie, we cast you out, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We put you in that dry place in the desert so that you will be obliterated and annihilated and destroyed even greater than an atomic bomb. We thank you, God. We glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for healing our central nervous system, our circulatory system, our cardiovascular system, our lymphatic system, our digestive system, our reproductive system, our musculoskeletal system, our respiratory system, our integritary system. God, we thank you for healing anyone that's been victims of all of the things that have been coming out on the media of not only sexual perversions and things of that sort, but God, any abuse, any violence, any imbalances. God, those that have even been victims of poverty and bankruptcy and homelessness and unemployment, incarceration, neglect, self-mutilation, self-condemnation, God, we replace condemnation with conviction. And when we feel convicted, God, that we will come before you in thanksgiving and praise, realizing that you love us enough that you're helping us to be prepared in preparation for the coming of Jesus, so that we not only won't be left behind, but we will help others not to be left behind. Even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. Prepare us. Prepare us. For just as John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, that we would prepare the way for the return of the King. And we say bye-bye to everything in our lives that tried to terminate and delay our focus. Thank you, God. Thank you for everything, God, that you're using it for our good. Even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your preparing us and your anointing us. And you're leading and guiding us in all that we need to say, every place we need to go, the places we need not go. Thank you for the preparation. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the thanksgiving. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the mercy. Thank you for forgiveness, God. Thank you for hope and assurance. Thank you for the whole armor of God. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus, and that you are going to give us the ability to know without a shadow of a doubt. You've given us the arsenal that we need to come against any and every diabolical plan of the enemy, not only against us, but that will come against our seed and our seed seed, that will come against our finances, even that which will be in our minds and our hearts or any area of our lives, God. For you've given us the arsenal of your word that shall not return unto you void. For your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces, God, and that you watch over your word. You've given us the power in the name of Jesus that's above every name. You've given us the power in the blood of Jesus, the cleansing, protecting blood of Jesus. You've given us so much, God, and we thank you. You've given us the art and the gift of prayer and praise and worship you. For they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. For God, we thank you for even our foundational scripture, but to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. For we thank you for the addition of knowing that we have power in your word. We have power in the name of Jesus. We have power in the blood of Jesus. We have power in the indwelling of your Holy Spirit that's with us. So, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we thank you for one another, for you taught us that when there's one or two gathered in your name, that you're in the midst. So I thank you for Minister Sheila being gathered today with me in prayer, and me being gathered with her in prayer, God, and that you're in the midst. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you that the blood of Jesus has already sealed and covered everything that we've prayed, and that it shall manifest eternally in every area of our lives for your glory, God. Amen and amen. Excuse me, Minister Sheila, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just wanted to say I thank the Lord for another day. I thank you for blessing us to get on to our service, you know, blessing me and blessing you that we can come together again for another day that he has given us to serve and to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to introduce you to one of my coworkers, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Cook, see if he might have a word, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Just say to the Lord. This is church service.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you for your mercy, your grace and mercy. Thank you for watching over me and my sister as we slept in slumber. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, because we know your mercy is new every day. And we just want to give you the honor and the glory and all the praises, and we just want to magnify and exalt you because you are worthy. And I just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you for family. Thank you for friends. And thank you for those that don't know you, for the partner they saying that they may get to know you, so they would be saved. So they would know that they can't do anything without you, and they need your salvation to be there with, to be where you are. And just gather us all and keep us in the right mind, keep our mind stayed on you, and let us all acknowledge you at all times. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen.
Thank you. So I'm going to introduce them to my service. This is my sister, Prophetess Elect Cecilia Kaisers, my co-worker, Mr. Cook. And I thank the Lord for blessing him to come in and just speak and say, you know, enough people, no, I don't want to say nothing. Just to let us know, we do have another child of God in our surroundings. I thank you, and I thank you, and bless all of us that's listening. And, praying and blessing for another day. Amen.
Amen. So we praise you and we say, don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until tomorrow night at 8 p.m. when we'll be on the air with Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia and Minister Brandon. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have...